Songs are recorded?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it. The wave that I rode.
It was called the Humunga Cowabunga from Down Under. And for those of you who have never seen a beach party picture, they now show them on television between the hours of 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. So we're gonna go back to the beach, boys. Frank Eden, boys, and hit it!
Guitar, like, this is coming out of the audience.
Well, I'm going to get this straight before I go any further. There has been a lot of rumors about me through the years. Even old Howard Stern, the shock jock, is ragged on. I even noticed that when I meet people and I get in conversations with them, I notice how their eyes kind of wander up to my hair. The rumors then will come. So what did it do today? It's a hair. It's a mess. Did it. I want to be very honest with you tonight. I am very proud to say that this is my hair. So it's usually a man of my age, 59. Plus 10. Man of my age, right guys, you know what I'm talking about? You ever see? That's right. All I need is a drop of water. Drop. I look like the Italian Donald Trump. The chill.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the hit motion picture Grease, Frankie Avalon recreates his role as Teen Angel.
Sad to tell, a teenage ne'er-do-well, most mixed up, not the little on the block. Your future's so unclear now, what's left of your career now? Can't even get a trade on your smile.
in 1977, and Paramount released it in 1978, and didn't expect it to be anything but a nice little film out there. Well, it became a big, big, huge hit in 1978 at the box office. And then all of a sudden started to gather new fans. Young people started to find the film in Greece. So Paramount said, let's re-release it again for its 20th anniversary in 1998. They released it in the theaters again. Again, tremendous hit at the box office. To this day, I'm very proud to say, it is the highest grossing musical film of all time. That's so exciting, and thank you so much, Ray. We've been together a long time, I conduct every week, and you told me something interesting that I don't know where you get or gain any of this information, but I think it's really cool. Ray just said it's still number one in Mexico. But he said they have a different title. He said they don't call it Grease, they call it Vaselina. Is that a joke you made up? Must be big. To write it like a writing jokester. Right, I'd like all of you, my personal conductor, my arranger, pianist, he's probably one of the greatest guys in the world. Because he once said to me, Frank, I'm one of the greatest guys. I wrote that joke. He's a man who's outstanding in his field. And that's what we found him, outstanding in his field. I think he passed away. I really don't know what I'd do with him because he doesn't know. He writes all the songs, all the music, everything. He's a man of integrity and stop. Thanks for saving me. I don't know what I do. He's really terrific guy. We've been friends for many years. So talented. Say hello to Ray Kinesky. Ray?
Timberlake, eat your heart out.
Shepherd, the original Dick Clark's American Bandstand. Here's a song I sang many times on that show. See, some of you will remember. Now that earth changes from body size to size, as she starts creating her baby toys for boys, when that once shy little sweetie learns about the love that's built, when you bet that the change is more than from cotton to silk.
It's a wonderful song.
And it became number one for me all around the world, which really gave me an opportunity to sing in all different countries, different cultures, meet different kinds of people. That's what's so great about music, isn't it? Music is a feeling, and it's a time of your life to where I don't care what music you listen to, but there's got to be some place that you'll hear something, whether it be in your kitchen or in your car, and you'll hear that song and you'll say, I know exactly where I was at that time. It'll give you that same feeling. You'll know who you were dating, who you were breaking up with. That's what's so wonderful about music. Well, this is a song, 1959, that's 50 years ago, and I had the opportunity of doing it again. Last week, you watched American Idol? And if you saw it, you know, it was a surprise to Simon Cowell. It really was. He kept me hidden back in the dressing room and all that stuff because of the fact that he was born in 1959. And the theme of the show was, you know, the vocalist repeating would choose a song from the year that they were born. So we kind of got it, Simon Cowell. But this song, that I hope it brings back some memories to some of them.
A girl who wants my kisses and my arms, a girl with all the charm.
yellow dinghy. Standing there was a beautiful girl. She was totally naked. He looked at her and he didn't know what to say to her. So finally, out of his embarrassment, he looked at her again and he said, "Funny thing, my wife has an outfit just like that." Something's a happy for the first time. See the beautiful thing again. And so it seems that we have met before.
Yeah.
They write songs together, too. You guys have never seen the
Eagles?
Yeah.
A couple of letters.
Ten letters.
Sold a lot of letters.
I borrowed a couple of bucks or something. You know, I haven't been in the recording studio for many, many years. For many reasons, you know. Styles change, songs change. I don't sing rap. In my mind, it's just that I could never remember all those words. Ray just told me something else. Sister Ruth, you get all that good info. Ray just told me they now combine country with rap. They call it crack. Not too long ago, you know, we were playing an engagement, and the management came to me and they said, Frankie, would it be all right? There's two young songwriters that would like to come to the dressing room and play a song that they've written. And I said, sure, why not? Because you never know where new talent is coming from. So in walked these two very young guys, one with a guitar, and he takes out the guitar and starts to strum. And I listened to this song that they wrote. Then all of a sudden it starts to get better and better and better. And I listen more and more, and it's really a wonderful song because they wrote something about my time, my generation, my era, that I could be into. So when the song was finished, I applauded them and said, it's a terrific song. I said, well, you know, you've got to tell me, you guys are so young. How can you write about those days? One boy looked at me and said, because we learned about it in history. So I take the song to Ray, and he listens to it, and he says, it's a wonderful song. He said, Frank, you know, we ought to do the song on the stage. He said, because, you know, with what's happened to this country, this world, in the last few years or so, it's really the kind of song that this country needs to hear. Life is those good old days. Way back in the simpler time, when the streets were filled with stickball games instead of drugs and crime, and old folks would get respect. And I recall those nights when families got together and watched the world in black and white. Channel's got his band, the Lone Ranger had a free friend, and every day in school kids were singing. That was way back when. Daisy loved Lucy, my neighbors all knew me, and Ryan used to be a singer. Once upon a time, when the good guys, they used to win. They should have sprang from wrong, but that was another time. We had Mickey Mantle, not a word, just in the same. Winning wasn't everything, it was how they played the game. we have one note. Anybody else having an anniversary? Well, there's one, and we got that note. It's John and Joanna. I think it's called Pareka. Yeah. 56 years.
Song. When you would hear a song walk across that floor. He attacked the girl on the shoulder. I'll never forget I did. She turned around and I said, could I have the next dance? And she looked at me and she said, I'm gonna fix some of those romantic songs. Bring it back. Here's one. Took a walk and passed the house. Here's one. This is very fun. I got it.